Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast on this 18th day of May 2021. And it's May 18th. I mentioned earlier during the Bill and Rookie Experience, it's Reggie Jackson's birthday today, one of my favorite all-time players growing up. And kind of want to talk about him today, not him specifically, but him kind of as, a childhood hero. I did not ever get to see him play in person, but it wasn't for a lack of effort. Back in, I want to say it was around 78, 79 maybe, when he was with the Yankees. You know, they were coming to Chicago to play the White Sox, and I talked my dad into getting us some tickets so we could go see Reggie play. It's really the only reason I wanted to go, is to see Reggie play. And, those days in Comiskey Park, you could buy tickets in the outfield. They weren't necessarily bleacher seats. They had kind of like regular seating all the way around, and then the upper deck in the outfield, too. They did have bleachers, but they were like more in center fieldish. So anyway, we got seats out in the outfield to sit by where Reggie would play, and I was excited. I was excited as I've ever been to go see a ball game. And sure enough, about a couple days before they came to Chicago, he gets in the brouhaha with Billy Martin, and he gets suspended.
One of many.
Yeah, and he gets suspended, and he doesn't play. I never even saw him. I didn't even think I saw him in the dugout, and I was crushed. But we still went. And that was the only effort I made to go actually see him play. Many years later, had a friend that I grew up with, kind of whose sister lived out in California, out in San Diego, I think it was, and she met Reggie Jackson.
Okay.
And I talked to her. I'm like, oh, man, I love Reggie. And I talked to her. She said he was a blank. He was a jerk. So she didn't like him. Said he was real kind of a jerk. And kind of hurt my feelings at the time. I was like, really? That's kind of a bummer. You know, they say never meet your heroes, right?
Right, oh, right.
Because they can only let you down. But despite that, I still liked Reggie. I always pretended to be Reggie Jackson when we played, you know, wiffle ball and that kind of stuff. And so made me think of that today. Did you ever go out of your way to see a particular guy, maybe one of your favorite players as a kid? I was fortunate because in baseball in particular, we had two teams, an American National League team, so I could go see anybody I wanted to,
right?
Really, right? And so I remember doing that for Reggie when I was a little kid. Later in my years, in my early 20s, my dad and I went to go see Tom Seaver when he was pitching for the White Sox. He was attempting to win his 300th career game. He was on 299, made a start at Comiskey Park, didn't get it. He would get it, I think, in his next start in New York. But
see, it's kind of interesting that you get these legends built up because it's so easy. It's much easier today to build a player into a legend with all the sports outlets and the sports centers of the world and stuff like that. Because back again, when we were kids, you know, you knew of Reggie Jackson. He was a legend. But if you didn't always get Yankee baseball or Yankee highlights or anything like that, the legend had to grow by watching him, I guess, when the Yankees were in the playoffs and stuff.
Game of the week.
Game of the week or this week in
just
baseball or whatever. But, yeah. You know, I don't think when I was younger, because if you're talking about Reggie Jackson in the, you know, in the mid-70s, I'm only...
Well, late 70s, when he was with the Yankees.
Yeah, I'm in 12. I guess it would have been about the right time to maybe start latching on to guys like that. But I don't think I really did. Maybe more of the local teams. Before I moved to Colorado, I was in a very unique situation where the area that we lived was a lot of homes were rented by ball players. Mm. Frank Quillacy, the manager of the Twins, lived at the opposite end of the street. Harmon Killebrew lived like just a few doors down from us. Gump Worsley, the old North Stars goalie, lived up like a couple of blocks, and some Minnesota Kicks players. I don't know how it was that neighborhood. I think it was because where we lived, the neighborhood, when you jumped on this one road, like Cedar Avenue, it was just a quick shot from where we were up to Bloomington, where the Met Center and the and Met Stadium were, just a quick shot.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that's why. But it was always just kind of the hometown heroes. Now, a little bit later, after I had moved to Denver and was a little bit older, and again, going back to hockey, because that's what I am, a big guy, and when I'm a big hockey guy, and when I lived in Colorado, they didn't have professional baseball. They had minor league baseball. They didn't have a professional team at the time. So it was really the Nuggets, you know, a lot of Nuggets and Broncos and then Colorado Rocky Hockey. Like when Wayne Gretzky came to town, had to go see Wayne Gretzky.
Sure. Yep.
And then when guys start to get a little, when you realize the guys are starting to get a little bit older in their careers and that might be the last time that you get to see them in person,
yeah,
then I think you try to go. For instance, we talked about this before, you know, football-wise, Ben Roethlisberger coming to Lambeau Field this season for the last time. And, shoot, Big Ben's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, right?
I mean,
that's going to be your last crack at seeing him in person. So
yeah.
I think when you get a little bit older and you appreciate these guys a little bit more, I think, and then obviously when it might be the last time you get a chance to see him. But
yeah, I definitely went out of my way to see Gretzky, though, too, when he came to town, and there were others as well. But, you know, obviously you have your favorite teams, and you're going to go see that team, but there's also guys like the A's, the early 90s A's, the Bash Brothers.
Sure.
When they came to town, I went to go see them.
McGuire and Canseco.
McGuire and Canseco. And I still, I mean, you never know what. Canseco hit a home run that
day. You were older at that time, though, too,
yeah.
Right? So you kind of, I think you appreciate it a little
yeah,
bit more, too.
Yeah, maybe.
So.
Canseco hit a home run that day that I still remember. It was like a line drive that never got more than like 10 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
And it was just, and I was like, but that's what I went there to see, right?
Right.
I went there to see him or McGuire do that. So I was fortunate to be able to do that, I think. But, yeah, there have been guys that have definitely gone out of my way to see. And hopefully you'll do that. I think it might be easier. It might have been easier then than it is today. Just because it was more economical then.
Economical. At the time, too, to me, and maybe I don't realize this, but tickets were, I don't know if everything was always sold out.
Yeah,
you know,
true, too, right.
It seems like everything
sure.
is always sold out now.
Yeah, you're right.
Sports were big, but maybe not as big, if that makes sense. That it always seemed like you could get tickets. There was no secondary market, right?
It was much smaller, if there was one.
So.
Yeah, well, I mean, I remember days of going to games at Wrigley Field when the upper deck wasn't even open. You couldn't even go up there. They had a chain across the ramp, so you couldn't even get up there. So there was like, you know, 6,000-7,000 people out there. But those days are long gone.
Right.
Long gone. So anyway, hopefully you'll get a chance to see your heroes when they come through Lambeau or Miller Park, American Family Field, whatever you call it.
Fiserv Forum.
Fiserv. Whatever the case may be. Maybe, hopefully, the Rush, indeed. You can hear us talk more about this and other great topics every Monday through Friday. It's the Bill and Rookie Experience starting at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.